Stanbury is in between tournaments this week, but they still have very meaningful games or league games that are ahead of them, probably because in part of what they did on a Tuesday. Nick Greenberg said, basketball coach of the Bulldogs. Bulldogs beat St. Joseph Christian. I think in the game we visited last year, we were going to play them that night. You were coming in off a loss, though. I'd lost to Worth County and bounced back with what looked like a fairly decisive win, 173-51 over St. Joseph Christian team that at least this week also have proven that they can be pretty good themselves. So I assume that was a pretty good game for you.
Yeah, we played really well. Offensively, defensively, we had a lot of effort and took care of the basketball quite a bit. And it was one of those games that, even though you look at the scoreboard and it says we're up 20, it felt like a tight game. And it felt like, you know, one or two three-pointers, and they're right back into it, even to the end there. They were a good team, and they pressured us quite a bit and took the ball to the basket. And it, you know, like I said, the score didn't show up, but it was a lot closer game than the score.
I think that was the game that, at least at that point in time, Cole Craig had a big scoring game for you, and that is a young man that has – I mean, he's getting more minutes, but he's clearly, you know, upped his game. And you know, I get more so than that, doing what's necessary for Stanbury to succeed.
Yeah, and he's found his role, and he's gotten taller, he's gotten stronger, and he's figured out he can take the ball to the basket and get fouls and score and free throws. And he's just taking the kind of advantage of his strength at this point in time, not settling for bad shots.
Albany first round of the Stanbury tournament was a victory for you, 74-34. I know Coach Cox said that he thought that they competed within some spurts. It was going to be a tall order for them to probably get 32 minutes. And both teams are fairly familiar with one another. It was a third game. Considering it was a first round, considering it was a 1-8 game, would you say you played fairly sharp?
For the most part, we did. I mean, the focus wasn't completely there, but it was, you know, we had spurts too where we had 7 really good minutes in a row, and then we had about 3 or 4 average minutes, and we kind of went back and forth on that until we kind of got the scoreboard up.
Jefferson semifinal game, 57-53, victory for you on, you know, just because of the depth, I think, of the tournament and because of some of the things that happened in the first round, you know, it's just a big atmosphere type of game, type of night, period. And you had to win a really close one because Jefferson just would continue to hit key shot after key shot. And while you weren't doing anything necessary, well, at all to hurt yourselves down the stretch, they were shooting so well, you were trading 3s for 2, so every possession they were making a point up on you.
Yeah, and then they made 8 three-pointers that night and shot really well. I don't know. I haven't heard how many they did shoot. You know, if they shot 50% or even better, probably. And those were some timely shots that, you know, they stopped a run for us, or they continued to run for them. They were some pretty key ones at key times.
North Andrew was in the championship game. The game was moved up to a 1 o'clock start. Still worked out. Still, you know, great crowd, good atmosphere. You know, great tournament final, or good, really nice tournament final as far as an environment. But it was a North Andrew win. They won by 12, pulled away in the fourth quarter. I think part of that was probably the foul trouble that you had in the fourth quarter, losing players. To 4 fouls. You really do have to manage your rotation a little differently this year, don't you?
Yeah, and I felt like for 3 quarters we beat them, and then fourth quarter they wore us out. Then, you know, they played their game, and it bit us in the butt a little bit. And when we got tired, we had some costly turnovers and some bad shots, and that hurt us in that game. And, you know, like I said, they pulled away in the end when it mattered.
At least to that point in time, because it was really an outstanding first half for you. And if you would look at the game play to play, one trip, you know, by every trip down floor, you would really be surprised if you look up at the scoreboard and Stanbury's only up by a handful of points at half, because it looked like you'd really played awfully well and still were just up, you know, 3 or 4 points at halftime. Did you feel that was a good first half of basketball for you?
It was, and, you know, we try not to give up that many points and then a half. You know, I think it was 27 or 30, however much it was. I think it might have been 30 points and a half. We try not to give that much up, and I think that's what we try to concentrate in the second half was our defense. And they got a lot of points just of us scoring, and they turned and trimmed the floor and beat us up there. I think they had to have 10 to 14 points off of layups because we weren't getting back because we were resting. And that kept them, you know, like I said, kept us from getting a seven-point lead. They kept it at three.
Had the rematch game then with North Andrew that, you know, was as big a game, I guess, from a different perspective. You know, one, two good basketball teams going at one another. Whereas you, the first time you'd play them, that was all about, you know, what the reward was going to be, was a tournament championship, and what teams did within that week. This carried a lot of conference implications. And with the league loss already, you know, I think it was clear that you were going to have to bring North Andrew back to the pack and get back into the mix yourself. And you got that done, won 65-59, and apparently handled the stretch run yourself this time.
Yeah, well, we tried to, you know, adjust a little bit. And, you know, it seemed like the first three quarters were identical to Saturday. You know, I kept telling the boys in the huddle, I said, this is the same thing. We can't let the same result happen. And, you know, we tried to sub just here and there a minute for some of our guys who didn't get a break on Saturday. We tried to give them a break here and there. And even towards the fourth quarter, we tried to slow it down a little bit. We knew they wanted to run, and we'd take a, you know, 30 to a minute second possession and, you know, hopefully try to change the pace of the game and affect them a little bit. And I think we just had some key baskets at the right time where if we got those on Saturday, we might have even stuck with them a little bit.
Okay, the game or that win again gets you, you know, right back into the league chase, or maybe I should say it gets your destiny back within your hands, but it still means that you have you know, another grind to go through tonight against King City. And that, well, you've seen that, how, you know, you've seen how good that team is, their ability to hang around, their ability just to never go away. And that is all spurred, or to me, it's all spurred off what they do off of effort off their defensive end.
Yeah, they play with everybody. You know, they've got six or seven losses, but they've played a lot of good teams, and they played a lot of good teams close. And it seems like every year King City is the team that knocks off someone high up in the conference and makes it a tie or helps someone win the conference. And it seems like it's been a Bramer or a Princeton or some of the last couple of years they've knocked off. And we don't want to be that team that gets knocked off by King City this year.
Okay, Nick Groomer, head basketball coach of Stanbury.